It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. Lift my voice.
This is the Doug Stanford Good Day program. Welcome in.
Excuse me.
I just swallowed the strawberry.
Uh-oh.
That was one of the biggest strawberries, and I was talking on the phone, so I didn't finish it. It just went down.
Oh, that hurts. Did it kind of go lumpy all the way down? You could feel it?
You choke on more food that is good for you than any person I know.
Well, it's a good thing I'm choking on good food, Richie. That's the
man dies choking on yogurt.
Rich McFadden. No, that'll not happen. Rich is here, and Jennifer is here. Kenny is here. We're going to meet Dr. Tom Burke in a matter of moments. This is a very, you know, when I will bracket a conversation with a listen to this, don't
you
go away.
You told us this off the air.
I told you this is a very important conversation we're about to have with a fellow who has done a terrific amount of research in an area that's very important to all of us. It's near and dear to me, Richie, but it'll be more importantly a 20-minute time frame that you ought to put other things out of whatever it is that's in your circle of influence, because you'll need to hear this conversation. So that's coming up in a few moments. Later in the hour, we're going to meet Aisha Tyler, who is from the FX show Archer. Mm-hmm. Richie says, I will know who she is.
You
I've not looked up her.
You've interviewed her three times.
Have
we
I really?
Love her every time she's here. She's hysterical.
All right, okay.
She was
she
on 24.
Line, but anyway, the reboot of it.
Yeah, and she's also on the female talk show, The Talk.
Ah,
and 30 other television shows that have been on in the past 10 years.
Okay, I'm now beginning to get her in my head.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. In the meanwhile, there are controversies developing a lot around driving. We've been talking about various things like police officers stopping people for warning others that there is a speed trap ahead, that kind of stuff. All right, so what's going to happen when you start driving wearing Google glasses? People are wearing Google glasses when they drive. So how does this feel? You know what Google glasses are, right?
Well,
does everybody know what they are?
No, we should explain. It's Google's experimenting, or it actually is selling a new computer in a pair of glasses.
A pair of glasses, right.
So you can see the screen right in front of your eyeball.
Yeah.
So now apparently a woman got pulled over the other day wearing Google Glass while she was driving. And I think she claims she wasn't using the computer.
Right.
But the cop wrote her up anyway.
But you see, the cops don't know that there's a software, there's an app you can get for it that's called Drive Safe. You can use Google Glass with the Drive Safe app. So you can imagine what this guy's going to make selling. The fellow's name who created Jake Steinman, who is a long-distance driver, he and three other people developed this way. I can't even begin to imagine how someone would be clever enough to be able to figure this out, but he did. So if now wearing Google glasses and using this app, instead of it being a distraction, it could save your life. So you may want to check that out.
She was doing 80 and a 65 on the San Diego freeway.
Yeah, but she couldn't see what she were. She was even wearing the glasses. That's the way I took it anyway.
She pleaded not guilty.
Right.
I do 80 and a 65 all the time. Is that bad?
I do 80 and a 35.
Oh, you can see where you're going, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, by the way, a related Google Glass story. If you want to buy a prescription pair of Google glasses, the frames start at $99. Isn't the frame is where the essence of the glass is, right?
I would imagine the computer is in the lenses itself.
Oh, really?
Right, not in the frames.
Oh, I would have thought it would be in the frames. But $99, you think that's too cheap for a computer like that? Is that what you're saying?
That's what regular frames cost. So yeah, that would be that. That seems a little suspicious that would be.
I buy $10 glasses in the grocery store.
I'm going to be needing them in the next decade.
I know, but I need to get my eyes checked. Matter of fact, I'm going tomorrow to get that done. All right, let's get to...
Meanwhile, we need to fix my neuropathy.
Yes, and we will do that and other things as well. Again, a very important conversation with a Dr. Tom Burke, who will join us in just a moment here on Good Day.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears. year's big weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Hi, 14 After, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, welcoming in Dr. Tom Burke, who is one of the leading experts in the entire country with regard to the use of near-infrared LED light technology on the human body. Let me tell you, or let me just sort of give you a pejorative on this. From my own point of view, and maybe from Richie's point of view, although I'd rather have him give you it from his perspective, his Hodgkin's lymphoma and how it's being treated. Simply put, this is the use of lasers, laser beams, and how it has, if you have stiffness or soreness, you know, and my dog even, we're using laser to treat Charlotte, where her joints are stiff. You get stiff joints. A lot of times the doctors now are using laser technology. And that's really what Dr. Burke has worked on. And the difference in what we're talking about with regard to things, let's say, if you got problems with arthritis, this is one way to treat it. This new process that's outlined at a website called Health, it's healthlight.us, I believe, HEALTHLIGHT, is something that when I first heard about it, I'm someone who pays close attention to this stuff anyway, because I believe we need to get blood in lots of different important places in our body, and I spent a lot of time doing that. But this thing that Dr. Burke has been working on is so astronomically important. All right, so I've said enough of that. Dr. Burke, welcome. How are you?
Great, Doug. Thanks for having us on.
Well, I wanted to get to the heart of the matter, but before we sort of do, I wanted to have people spend 60 seconds talking about you and how you got into this field of work.
Okay. I'm 75. Spent quite a bit of my career at the University of Colorado Medical School in the Department of Medicine and the Department of Physiology. My main interest was in blood flow to the kidneys, trying to keep it up for as long and as high as we could before dialysis or transplantation was necessitated. About 1992, I started looking at a compound that the body produces naturally called nitric oxide. It's very similar to the heart factors plus you discussed a little while ago on air. So anything that you can do to increase blood flow is a good thing. In 1997, I stumbled across a company that used infrared diodes, and that apparently increased blood flow through the same mechanism. That is, it increased nitric oxide, which is carried by our red blood cells. So if you could stimulate the red cells with light therapy, you could release nitric oxide at a certain spot in the body. And people that have, for example, diabetic neuropathy, they have pain, tingling, numbness. Their feet can't feel whether they're walking on glass or in the snow or on hot coals. They're at risk for developing a wound and subsequently an infection and then maybe an amputation if no one can control it. So light therapy became a focus of mine in 97, and we began to study lots of different people, mostly with diabetes, to see if we couldn't reverse this loss of sensation, the pain, tingling, trouble walking, gait and balance issues. You step off a curb if you have diabetic neuropathy and you can't feel your feet, you may fall and break a limb. And you know what broken bones do to the elderly.
All right, I'm going to assume...
How I got there.
All right, so I'm assuming that because you've talked about diabetic neuropathy, that you were successful with this treatment, this light therapy. How about other forms of neuropathy? Rich has an experience that he's been through. Is this something that, I mean, why wouldn't the same process...
Neuropathy be, brought on by chemotherapy.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't the same thing be true using this light therapy to get nitric oxide and more blood into any area of the body be practical and kind of like a no-brainer?
Yeah, we have we've invested a fair amount of time in chemotherapy-induced neuropathy as well. It turns out that the American Cancer Society has reported, and I'll share those notes with you off air, that the chemotherapy drugs themselves cause damage to the small blood vessels, the capillaries,
right,
and small blood vessels,
right,
that feed the nerves, and as a result, 2 years, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years after receiving chemotherapy, people began to report, I've lost feeling in my fingers. I can't feel the fork when I pick it up. My sensation in my feet and my tips of my fingers is going south. What's wrong, doc? Tell me what you can do for me. Well, it turns out that nitric oxide will actually regrow the blood vessels that were damaged in those nerves caused by the chemotherapy drugs. And about 12 treatments that we use, people have restoration of sensation, and really it's not a chronic problem. A few treatments with light therapy reverses the chemotherapy-induced neuropathy, and people go on their way. The blood vessels are like they were when you were born and a newborn baby.
Yeah, this is much like I'm going through EECP therapy. You know what that is, right, Dr.
Brett? Yes, Yes.
Right. This is the same. We're all going in the same direction here. Basically, getting more blood to the important areas of your body. Most importantly, though, now, moving from, let's say, Richie's neuropathy or a diabetic neuropathy into the brain. And that's what we're going to talk about in just a moment. What happens if you have a brain injury like the football players have or like the soldiers coming back from the theater of war have? How does this affect them? Up next here on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's a good song, Richie, by the way, appropriate for this. This is one of those important conversations that you would like to have go on for hours and hours. And I will tell you that I'm sure Dr. Burke will be back here again as this thing continues to develop. And you hear the passion in my voice, which is directed by my own interest, frankly. Self-interest is always the greatest motivator. But I know so many of you, more importantly, have things going on in your body and your brain. I've told the story over the years, last 4 years or so, since I went to a company in Denver called Seriscan, which is run by a friend of mine named John Kelly. He wanted me to go. I talked about it on the air, and just as a lark, I went to have my brain tested. And what I found in the test, excuse me, was what could be a trail that would lead to my brain becoming inoperative sometime later in my life. Well, I didn't like that. Most of you know how I am about...
That freaked you out for a while.
I had 2 bad weeks after I heard that until I started doing some research and got connected with the people. And then I went to Mass General. I got all kinds of input from all kinds of people to make sure that I knew exactly what it was that I was being told and how to deal with it. And I know that nitric oxide and the things that I've talked about, the EECP, getting more blood into my brain, it stalls or thwarts what might otherwise be a road to Alzheimer's or dementia, Parkinson's, whatever it is. It's that simple. Having blood in every area of your body forgives whatever the illness is or takes it out, because blood is the feeder. It's what you need. The heart, as he's talking about, Dr. Tom Burke is with us from a company called HealthLight, and the brain, all of these things. So let me bring you back around, Dr. Burke, to the discussion of our brains and what you have found in your continuing research, whether it be football players or soldiers that are injured in a theater of war, have brain injuries. What can this HealthLight do for them?
Well, The mention of Seriscan is important because I've begun to work with them about 2 years ago, Doug. And the opportunity came up because some people with traumatic brain injury coming back from war theaters in Afghanistan and Iraq really have no opportunity drug-wise to change their life. They can't sleep at night. They're angry. Their social skills are lost. They can't hold a job. They can't concentrate.
That's why there's so much suicide among these.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And John Kelly was examining the brains of these warfighters, much like he did for you, and he determined that their blood flow in certain parts of the brain was below normal, much like you observe.
Right.
We then noticed that people at Harvard and at the VA hospital in Boston were actually using some form of light therapy, to try to improve blood flow in situations of anxiety and dementia. So we took a crack and we said, if we apply these lights to the brain, and we know that the infrared light will go through the skull, will it increase nitric oxide at certain spots in the brain and improve the blood flow? And if so, will the symptoms of suicide, memory loss, concentration, etc., begin to wane? And sure enough, John has gone through many more patients than the first two that we did 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And almost in every case, he's able to show that your quality of life improves if you've had a traumatic brain injury. And when he rescans the brain after using infrared light therapy for 6 to 12 weeks, those blood flow deficits that he initially observed have been reversed.
Yeah.
Not totally in all cases.
Close to it.
Major increase in blood flow.
Right. All right.
So that's where we are.
There are lots of options here. What I'm going to do, I don't know how we'll figure this out, but we have to have an ongoing focus. I'm already getting email from people. Here's somebody who's listening right now and is very interested in the light therapy. The place to go to get the information is healthlight.us, healthlight, healthlight.us. Information. Many of you may have people in your family that you love that are suffering from the debilitation of getting chemo, like Richie was talking about. People that are older, they've tried a lot of different things. Some have helped, some have not. There's nothing so far that has reversed these neuropathies. This looks like something that's very helpful anecdotally. You got about 60 seconds, Dr. Burke, to talk about, if you will, the relationship with the drug companies and conventional medicine and the government in this whole affair that you have found that does nothing but help.
Well, we're all after the same thing. And the beauty of what I think light therapy does, it's non-invasive, it's drug-free. It would allow the products that are developed by drug companies to actually get to the sites that are needed more easily if mm-hmm. you can increase the blood flow.
So they should be for this. They should be supporting you, right, at the FDA?
I believe so, yeah. And it's a rocky road to get through the FDA.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to get there eventually, Doug.
Yeah, I do too. I think there ought to be great optimism. You know, all day, every day, those of us take ourselves apart and we are tough on ourselves instead of thinking perhaps spending a moment and actually paying attention to what's going on yourself, either in your mind or your body. Put some time aside every day to think about what's going on in your life. And if you have some of the problems we've talked about here, you ought to go to this website, healthlight.us, and find out what Dr. Burke has done and how it may help you as the progress is made. This is very, very early on in the beginnings of something that will have tremendous impact on the health and well-being of lots of people in America and around the world. Dr. Burke, thank you for being here. Again, the website is healthlight.us.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Here and here, GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television.
To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Depends from where you are geographically, I guess. 35% of the United States is covered with snow just from this latest storm, which will blow out of here by, it's be gone, pretty much its effects will be gone by midday on Friday from the Northeast. It'll be cold for the rest of the day. It's warming up in the Midwest actually now. That'll blow across the country. Where Richie is and Jennifer, it's cold until late Thursday, and then it starts to warm up a little bit and then better over the weekend. But this snow and the cold, it has affected many people, a lot of flying, traveling on trains and cars and stuff. It just is a difficult situation because we've become wimps. The country is wimpified. Can't take a little cold, can't take a little snow, everything stops, nobody goes to school, nobody goes to work.
Is that why you summer, is that why you winter in California, Dougie?
Yes, that is.
You know, I'm gonna take
what a smart app of you are.
A deeper turn on your philosophy that everybody is wimps.
Okay, Richie.
The reason that schools close, at least here in the Washington metro area, is because the sidewalks cannot be cleared fast enough for the kids to walk to the bus stop.
Why?
And
they're afraid
they will get sued. The school system will get sued. So they close the schools when there's any bit of weather.
I got it.
For an abundance of caution so that they don't get sued.
I remember when we used to walk uphill in the snow both ways.
That's before lawyers.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. There's no question. Richie's right. The lawyers have ruined...
Everybody's scared.
...this country.
The school systems are so afraid of having one kid fall down and get hurt.
Yeah.
And then they're on the hook for a couple of million bucks.
Coastal storm, the most snow in the entire country, as far as this storm is concerned, has fallen in Hanover, Massachusetts, where they have 18 and a half inches of snow as a result of this storm.
Wow.
As it sort of peters out. So that's a foot and a half. There was much more than that. The last coastal storm left there were a lot of areas that got flooded because it was right about 32, 33 degrees. Inland a little bit, there were some areas that had 24, 25 inches of snow. Altogether, many areas, especially actually from where Richie is all the way up the coast into New York and New England, the average snowfall this season has been 34 to 38 inches. And if it keeps up this way,
wow,
you can imagine what the depths are that we'll have by the end of the season, another month or so. February is supposed to warm up appreciably and be actually quite nice. The people say, wow, in February it's global warming if the temperature gets up and stays at 40 or 50 degrees. So you can't win, no matter how you slice it. Anyway, we're going to win in a moment because we're going to meet Aisha Tyler, who is a very talented lady.
We're not going to meet her. We're going to chat with her. Well, we've met her before.
We will meet her, and some people didn't meet her when she was with us before.
So. You missed the good stuff. She's fun.
Hurry, I'm excited. Right. Come on.
All right, do one other item of interest. Those of you who are interested in our continuing focus on entrepreneurialism and people who come up with great ideas, here's the story of Alex Benda that we tell at DougStefan.com. He's going to graduate from University of Michigan, international business major. He is trying to figure out how to pay for his student loans. He's got $30,000 that he owes. He's not focused right now on the end. He sees a way for him to pay off his student loans quickly. So what he has done is decide to rent out his the space on his graduation cap, which is only 10 by 10 inches, but so many people pay so much attention to it. He's doing it now for $300 a day.
Sign me up.
Hey,
at least he's trying.
That's clever. He wants to pay it off.
That's funny.
Can you imagine the debt load? The student debt load in our country now is $1.2 trillion.
It's ridiculous.
More than is owed on credit cards.
Wow.
We owe more for college tuition loans than we do for credit cards in this country.
The cost of stuff is just getting out of control.
Yeah. Who can afford that?
The cost of education, the cost of insurance, the cost of medical care.
Yep. All right, in a moment, we will be delighted to spend some time with Aisha Tyler here on Good Day.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you ever wonder why the sky is blue and not hot pink or green or something? You used to. Then scientists figured it out and explained it has something to do with molecules. Now you don't have to wonder about the sky anymore. And you don't need to wonder about your taxes either. Because TurboTax explains things before you even get a chance to wonder. Like, why did my refund just... Your refund just went up because you donated a couch last year. Oh. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At Clear Choice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 to 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
19 before the hour. Those of you who are lying around, attention! Aisha Tyler is here, and she requires that you pay attention.
Absolutely.
To what it is that's going on with her.
That sounds really demanding.
Yeah.
I was just looking at some of the pictures that exist for you, and there's a, shall we say, quote-unquote, a broad range.
Oh, okay, good.
He's looking at you in your bikini, and take it as a compliment, because he's
what guy does it?
Hot,
I mean, come on, let's be honest here.
Thank you, I think.
What do you mean, you think?
Wait, say that again. I heard her about Tim staring at my bikini and that I should feel flattered, but what did you say?
Because you're hot.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah.
I was trying to be tactful and gentlemanly.
This is a waste of all of our time. Just say what you feel. It's early in the morning. I've been up since 3:30.
Have you?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
And you've regaled lots of people with your starshine, right?
You are the hardest working girl ever.
Yeah, what's that?
You're hardworking.
I'm a grinder. Well, I have like 18 jobs. I'm like the black female Ryan Seacrest. So, yeah.
We just said that.
I said you're Ryan Seacrest.
We just said she's Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have right now three television series. Let's see, The Talk, Archer. We're in the middle of shooting season two of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yay, love it.
My podcast, Girl on Guy. I have a book out. I'm about to shoot a project for HBO. I just did a guest starring spot on Modern Family. So I'm like a vampire. I'm like Michael Jackson.
All right, hold on a second. I want to know whether this is because, A, you're talented, B, you're a go-getter, C, you have a good agent, or D, all of the above.
Although, you know, agents who I love my team, and they're great guys and very hardworking, but they, you know, they can't sell turds, you know what I mean? I think it's easy to sell a Porsche. You got to work hard to sell a hoopty. So I work hard and I try to make their job as easy as possible.
All right. So are you telling us that you are a Porsche? Is that what you're telling
me? I'm not a Porsche. I'm a Tesla, my friend.
Really?
Pure, hard to understand. Where's the engine? When you open the hood, it's just a dark.
But it only goes for 250 miles and then it stops.
You just got to plug it in at night. It's finicky, but so much fun to drive.
So are you driving a Tesla? Do you have a Tesla?
I do have a Tesla. Yeah, I do.
You like it? A lot of people like it.
I literally lick that car when I get into it. It's so disgusting. The people are like, that woman needs medical attention. I'm like, oh, look at you. So
maybe
electric.
Emotional. Mm. But that helps to make you, that sort of crazy stuff, people think that we have to be normal to be, if you will, popular, and I don't know that that's the case. Being normal is not necessarily good.
Normal's boring, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is boring.
Yeah. I just wrote a book about this that came out in the summer called Self-Inflicted Wounds, and it was essentially about bravery and about the idea that anything interesting is not normal. You know what I mean? And to kind of embrace the weird parts of yourself because that's what makes you unique, that's what makes you special, and also spending your whole life trying to, like, suppress that stuff. It inevitably leads to some kind of drinking problem.
Okay.
You might as well just go.
Here's what I want to get motivation from Aisha Tyler.
Okay.
Are you one of these people who would spend a moment in the morning, maybe a moment during the middle of the day and a moment in the evening, thinking to yourself, just setting yourself aside away from everything else so that you can flood your mind with positive thoughts about you?
Interesting. No.
No.
Although that seems like a good idea.
Perhaps that's something you might want to do.
Yeah. No. And only because, God, that's interesting. I don't do a lot of, like, positive visualization. I'm not sitting in the mirror going, like, you're good enough and you're smart enough.
No, but you don't have to do that.
But she doesn't have to. She feels good about herself anyway.
But it's always good to reinforce that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's a believe in yourself.
It is. That's what you got to believe in yourself.
And I think you have to know, I think you have to be two things for yourself. You have to both be your own best cheerleader and your own worst critic. So you have to believe that you can do whatever you set out to do. And sometimes that requires believing it when everyone's telling you it's not going to work, which is not just the whole world, but specifically a microcosm of the entertainment industry, where people tell you, for every yes I've ever heard, I've heard a thousand no's. I've heard people tell me to my face, you will never work, you are not good enough.
Exactly. So you tell them to go get lost.
You come across as having just extreme confidence.
Confidence. But then you can't be so confident that you are deluded. So when I say about being your own worst critic, you've also got to be the kind of person who looks at your work critically and honestly and pushes yourself to be excellent all the time. And so even if it's good enough for somebody else, it can never be good enough for you. So for me, my good enough is never good enough, and I always want to try to do better work.
All right, so I'm going to give you a suggest something to you that I would love to have you do.
Look at this. It's like freaking Est in here. What's happening?
Yeah. Like you to go to my Facebook page, which is
Facebook.com. Why?
Well, I'm just going to give you the story. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And you will see posts in there that people put in every day expressing gratitude for something. Important
that's
things, gratitude. So I would like you to post there, and maybe you connect it, you can share it with the people that are on your Facebook page. This is a good way to get everybody around to thinking that they can be as good as you, and that, and by the way, they can be if they really focus on it. But the problem is people give in to the whatever that voice is that says, nah, you can't do it. You didn't do that. You did not do that. So therefore, you've made a success out of yourself. And I think that the expression of gratitude helps it go even further. That's why I suggest.
I think that that's lovely. First of all, I hate homework, but I'll do it.
Right.
And what I will also say is that was another big part of the thrust of my book, which is mainly the stories about all the ways that I've screwed up and what I've learned from my mistakes, which is that success is not the absence of failure. Success is persistence through failure. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't start because they're afraid they're going to fail. That little voice tells them, you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be good enough. You're going to fail. Well, of course you're going to fail. Failure is a natural aspect of growth. You cannot...
You wouldn't appreciate the good stuff if you didn't have bad stuff.
What's that?
You wouldn't appreciate the good things if you'd done if you didn't screw things up.
No one comes out of, their parents and then Amelia starts walking. You have to fall down.
Yeah.
It is an indivisible aspect of being
alive. I tell my son all the time when he goes to play basketball, he's afraid to make mistakes and let his team down. I said, if you don't make mistakes, you're not trying hard enough.
Yes, you're not trying. If you are not risking, if you're not failing, then you are not risking. If you're not risking, then you're not growing.
All right, so
you will fall down. It's what you do when you get back up that matters.
We see you all the time. I mean, you are one of the busiest people in Hollywood. What would you say is your biggest failure?
Well, I wrote a whole book called Self-Inflicted Wounds, Epic Tales, heartwarming tales of epic humiliation about all the ways that I've failed. It's a collection of stories about my failures. And I guess, God, I can't think of...
The ghost whisperer.
In this particular aspect of my job, I've failed. But, I'll tell you that I felt very... I was very disappointed in the way that Talk Soup ended, and that was a real frustration for me for a long time.
Okay.
But this is also a business in which things fail constantly. Shows don't go. You great things don't happen. You have to essentially look at everything as an opportunity to get mentally and creatively stronger.
But I'm looking at your resume here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have Friends, The Ghost Whisperer, CSI, 24, Nip Tuck, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Reno 911, Archer, The Talk. I don't see anything where you failed. And you say Talk Soup, that's a hit show, but obviously it didn't end the way you wanted it to with your part there.
So I directed short films that never saw the light of day. I've made films that have never been put out. I mean, sometimes the reason you don't hear about failures is because they never saw sunlight. You know what I mean? But I think... there are so many projects that I got close on and didn't get, and for a lot of people in this business, they pursue something for a certain amount of time and it doesn't go their way and they quit. And like
can't
I said,
do that.
Success
can't
is
do
about
it.
Persistence. Success is about determination.
And that's
it's
what you can. That's why it's valuable to hear from you and others like you who do constantly succeed because they keep trying.
Yes.
And that's the message. That's the lesson. Aisha Tyler and all of her various things. You go to her website. She's got a neat website.
Yeah, come check out AishaTyler.com.
Don't forget gratitude. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Aisha Tyler
thanks,
here on
guys.
Good Day.
Thanks.
Great talking with you.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Winter of discontent continues for millions. Snow, wind, and brutal cold. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. A powerful winter storm that swept from the plains and upper Midwest into the eastern half of the country is slowly moving into the Atlantic. Anywhere from half a foot to a foot and a half of snow has fallen along the path of this system, and that includes about a foot of snow in New York City. Southern New England could get at least that much today. So, what's next?
The next problem is the continuation of very cold temperatures, which will stretch from eastern North Dakota across Minnesota into the Great Lakes, Ohio River Valley, Tennessee River Valley, Mid-Atlantic states, and Northeast.
That's meteorologist Rob Carolyn, who says this dangerously cold air, known as the polar vortex, will linger for several days, with temperatures even dropping below freezing in northern Florida. Something else that will linger, flight delays, and not just for those areas hit with this storm. Thousands of flights across the country have been canceled over the past 2 days as a result of the storm. Here's one of the many travelers at Dulles International Airport, just outside of Washington, D.C., who wasn't going anywhere yesterday.
My flight was canceled today here at the airport. Waited out. Hopefully it don't cancel again.
As the saying goes, check with your airline before making your way to the airport today. For the areas hit with this storm, road conditions have been treacherous to say the least. Even walking has been a challenge, what with slippery conditions and the biting cold.
The wind, it comes up in your face pretty good, but keep your head down and just keep moving and you'll get to where you gotta go.
Keep your head down and keep moving. That sounds like a good plan until you realize that with your head down, you can't see where you're going. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Your eyes, even at a distance of 10 miles, the length of 146 football fields, they can see the light of a single candle. Your eyes are amazing. Look after them with Centrum Silver. Multivitamins with lutein and vitamins A, C, and E to help support healthy eyes. And packed with key nutrients to help support your heart and brain, too. Centrum Silver for the most amazing parts of you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I don't like sit-down dinners. I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like stand-in room only. And I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with the power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes. Then, longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed. Look for Preparation H at Walmart.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for stocks. The Dow fell 44 points yesterday, closing at 16,414. NASDAQ up 28 points. S&P with a five-point gain. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen say they are not guilty of more than a dozen federal charges. They're accused of defrauding the citizens of Virginia, making false statements and obstruction after allegedly accepting gifts and loans from a wealthy businessman. McDonnell apologized for his poor judgment, but insists he did nothing illegal. There's a new report out that claims the smallest cars on the road carry the biggest risk of injury. That's the sound of a small car. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says only one of 11 small cars passed the organization's toughest test, the Chevy Spark, the only car that got an acceptable rating in the report out today. And finally, we return to the weather. This is what so many of us experienced yesterday. In fact, my neck of the woods, Long Island, New York, among the areas hardest hit by yesterday's winter wallop, which actually extended well into the early morning hours today. Driving on Long Island's highways and parkways was a daytime nightmare yesterday. These drivers were among the many, and that includes me, who were out there on the roads. And what did they have to say?
If you don't have a four-wheel drive, don't go out in it.
Everything keeps freezing up. As a matter of fact, I'm freezing up now as I'm speaking to you.
Well, temperatures did drop to the teens or even lower as the snow kept coming down. Now, this guy points out the storm caught many of us by surprise in terms of its timing.
It got really nasty from 11 o'clock in the morning on. It was just horrible.
And here come the snowplows, many of which got a late jump yesterday because the weather forecasters got this one wrong. In this high-tech age, meteorologists can often predict a storm 3, 5, even as many as 7 days out. But as of this past Sunday, local forecasters in the New York City area were calling for nothing more than a coating to an inch of snow. And just 12 hours before the storm hit, we were told it wouldn't really get going until the afternoon. The snow actually broke out at 9 a.m. Well, you know what they say. If there's a 50-50 chance a forecast will go wrong, 9 times out of 10 it will. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.